Blog Talk Radio.
These niggas hating on low, low. They don't wanna see me make it. They tryna sabotage my show, show. They don't wanna see me make it. I hit your city, you ain't show, show. They don't wanna see me make it. They don't wanna see me grow, grow. They don't wanna see me make it. Yeah. I swear this shit so sad, sad. It used to hurt so bad.
All right, y'all. Everybody there? Everybody here available?
They don't want to see me make it.
Peace, peace. What up, y'all? See them all.
Trying to sabotage my show.
They don't want to see me make it. What's up, Habarbi? Trying to stop. They're dropping them views on me.
Bonjour, bonjour, everyone.
Peace, peace. What's up, y'all? We back in the building. It's Brother Kevin with Love Lachey and Mufasa Ra. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
I'm great.
I'm living large.
How do we been going? It was a heat wave in St. Louis this week. Y'all get out and enjoy the heat wave that we had going on.
I was actually still kind of in for a minute, but I kind of creeped out there for a second, came back in.
Yeah, I'm sure the doctors didn't wait. I bet they was half naked, and white folks in shorts and everything else.
Watching course.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you already know. Yeah.
In shorts and no shirt.
Yeah. So, yeah, before we get started, y'all got any announcements?
I don't have any announcements. I don't have any announcements.
Ah, okay.
Do you have any announcements?
The only announcement I got is, I was just going to give a shout-out again to Young Pharaoh for, giving us permission to use his music. And announcement that I said last week or told y'all about was the Sonetta Black Power Awards that will be coming up this summer. Everybody try to be on the lookout, and we're going to try to support the brother because he do work for the people and bring a lot of information to the people. So when he come out with that award show, hey, we need to support it, whether we can make it to Harlem, or I'm sure he's going to put up the live stream. In fact, I know he's going to do a live stream. So if we can't get to Harlem, maybe we can just get a live stream jumping. We can get us go to somebody's crib and just, get together and watch it. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
That sounds good there.
Well, for sure. Yeah.
The elder.
Yeah.
Right. He's been putting in a lot of work for a lot of years, so he definitely deserves the support of the people for putting the information out there, because I know it's a lot of scholars that I wouldn't know about if it wasn't for his YouTube channel, you know what I'm saying? And when I, came into consciousness, he was one of the first channels that I looked at, so. Yeah.
Right there?
Yeah, we heard.
Okay.
So, yeah, I guess since we ain't got no announcements, we just go, get into the show. It's just an open discussion, family. We just talking about, anything that the people want to talk about, trending topics, what's been happening in the news lately. And, we just go share our thoughts and build as a Collective Minds team. Anybody listening, please call in and share your thoughts. If anything you want to share, you want to comment on some news stories or whatever, that happened this past week or a couple weeks, a month or whatever, feel free to give us a call and share your thoughts with us. Okay.
Hey, I have a question for you guys. Just
yeah.
something to kind of think about. So, I don't know if anybody have any student loans. So say that you had a student loan or any debt, for that matter. But I was using student loan as an example, because you can't really get those. You can't, like when you do bankruptcy, you can't put those on in bankruptcies and things like that, can you?
No.
Anyway, I didn't think so. They like there forever, which is a horrible thing, you know, to get these young babies out here trying to get their education. I think that's just ridiculous to have to pay so much for education and all that stuff and then put these large debts on these young babies. They already starting off with a whole big debt collection. Now, if you had a student loan, like say $200,000, what would you do if somebody say, if you did this, I'll wipe away your student loan? What is your boundary? What's your limit? What would you do? Would you give up something for a year? Would you twerk on social media, Nick? Will you do a twerk dance?
Nah.
Would you
give up? I was gonna say this.
Could you give up sex for a year?
That definitely happened.
To wipe away your student loan debt for $200,000.
Mm-mm.
That's a tough one. A year is a long time.
Yeah.
But it is a they do have a program that you can use. You know, I got a student loan. And last year, Obama had a program going on, and it's probably still is going on, where you submit the proper paperwork and you consolidate whatever loans you have. You make some small monthly payments, you know, for a certain amount of time. And if you make those payments on time, I want to say it's like 2 or 3 years that the rest of your student loan debt will be wiped away. So that is a compromise, you know what I'm saying? All you gotta do, like I say, submit the proper paperwork, everything. If you get approved and you make those payments on time, I'm not 100% sure of the time, but I want to say it's 2 to 3 years. You pay all those payments on time, and they small payments. You know what I'm saying? Smaller than probably with
a normal
student. Well, I was going to say, it depends on what your loan would be. You know, for example, I think I only owe like another $25,000 or something like that. So my student loans got wiped down to, I'm paying $19 a month, something like that. So, I mean, I can't remember, so it's minute. But as long as I pay that, I'm coming up on the first year of paying it. And I think I got another, like I say, 2 or 3 more years to pay that, and the rest is wiped away. So, I mean, you look at that, $19 times 36 months. I mean, that's nothing compared to
So you say you'd rather do that versus keeping your eyebrows shaved for 6 months to wipe away.
Yeah.
you're going to keep your eyebrows shaved for 6 months?
You wouldn't
keep your eyebrows shaved for 6 months to wipe away $200,000
debt. Had me looking like RuPaul. No.
All you gotta do is just kind of chill out for the 6 months. Just be like, all I'm doing is going to work and come back home.
Now I did. Your brother K. Expect number. Brother K did throw out a nice number there. Now, if I could do it for the cash, you're gonna slap $200,000-$300,000 in my hand. Oh yeah, we can go ahead and cut them babies off.
Right.
The 6 months.
Well, that's
you walk around like...
what they're doing. What they giving you the money and just paying your student loan. Shaving eyebrows ain't too bad, but it's a limit. You know, that's one of them questions. Like, what would you do for such and such amount of money. You know, everybody got their limits. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's the new thing, though, because debt is the new slavery. And, you know, I did a video talking about how governments prefer for the population to be 3D, right? So what's 3D? 3D is they need the population to be dumb, distracted, and in debt. You dig what I'm saying? And that's what keeps the system going, because they need to keep you dumb, first of all, right? Dumb, when I say dumb, I mean ignorant to life, to knowledge of self, to what's really going on in the world, you know, based on the stuff that they teach you from K through 12th grade. You know, they don't teach you anything about credit. They don't teach you about mortgages. They don't teach you about life skills. They don't teach you about health, nutrition, you know, natural health, all these type of remedies, because they need to keep the people dumb. That way, you know, ignorance costs. Like, you pay for the stuff that you don't know. And also, they need to keep you distracted. That way, they can be changing laws and doing all these other things while you're distracted watching TV, you know, football. No shots at my brother. But, you know, TV, movies, love and hip hop. But no, I'm just saying these are things that, right, no shots. But these are things that just keep people distracted while they going around, you know, changing laws and taking away people's rights. They need to have the population distracted. And then they need to keep the population in debt. So what they tell you after high school, go to college. Most people can't afford college. So, you know, most people get loans. You're in debt. You get a house. Well, you get a car. That's another loan with interest. You get a house. That's a mortgage. A mortgage is really to death. Like, mort means death. And a mortgage is a death contract, because if you look at house mortgages, those are 30, 40, 50-year type loans, meaning you're going to have this debt if you just pay it, you know, how they set it up. You're going to have this debt for 30-plus years, 40-plus years, you know what I'm saying, which will keep you in debt. So, you know, it's all a game. The system is rigged. And once people start to understand that, you know, we really need a trick bag when it comes to a lot of these things, we can maneuver better and, you know, teach our kids how to maneuver better from, you know, mistakes that we made. But, yeah, they need people to be dumb, distracted, and in debt, and that keeps the system going. You know, once people start to wake up and figure out things, then the government no longer has as much power as it has if you were dumb and dependent on them, you know, for certain things. You know, so, yeah, that's just my two cents on the loans and all that type stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Well, hey, I got a question, too. So we kind of talked about this a little bit, but we didn't get back together, all three of us, to kind of chop it up. With that situation that happened between, you know, Umar and Tariq Nasheed, you know, I guess I'm assuming it's kind of quieting down now, I'm assuming. But in that little battle they had, did y'all take sides with one or the other? If so, who did you take sides with? Who was in the right? Who was in the wrong?
I personally didn't take sides. My overall opinion of it is that I hate if there was any truth to what they was accusing Umar of. You know, hopefully the money that he was collecting, like I said before, hopefully he wasn't, you know, being slick about it and not being truthful. Because I'm sure people did give based on the fact that they trusted his judgment, because they did probably look at him as this, that, or whatever his titles were claiming to be. I still don't know if he isn't, or is he is a doctor. That's like, did that ever come out to be truthful? I mean, like, is he or is,
no,
is
no,
he
no.
not? Like,
no, he is a doctor. The thing, because the discrepancy was, he is a doctor, right? The discrepancy was whether he was licensed to practice psychology in the state of Pennsylvania. Because I looked at the hearing, he is a doctor. The only thing, he just didn't have a license to practice clinical psychology he has a certification to practice. So it was a discrepancy between a certification and actual license to practice. So he was a certified school psychologist, but he just didn't have the license, which he admitted to, you know. But he is a doctor. So he does have a doctorate. Yeah, he does have a doctorate. That was established.
I got this one concern, though. Somebody, and y'all tell me if y'all think I'm wrong. Somebody that got all these certificates, degrees. I mean, like you said, a man is a doctor and a psychology at that. Don't you think that's a little bit beneath him to be having some of these snapping wars, these verbal wars like he is? I mean, I just would expect more out of someone that's a psychologist. You see certain people that might be coming at you, you should understand their intent or their mindset. So I would think that you would handle it more in a professional manner. Or do y'all just look at
I
it
totally
when he gets
agree.
Into it? He deserved a snap like that.
No, I totally agree with what you're saying. But I also do have to realize that, unfortunately, no matter who you are, what you got, people human, and sometimes people just do,
yeah, that's,
you know, not the right,
right
thing. But he have done that several times, so I think that is something that he struggled with. I think he struggled with self-control. And it seems like, With the things that he have accomplished and things you would think that he would have better self control. I personally do think so, but at the end of the day, he human. I guess that's just one of his weaknesses that he struggled with. You know, self control. Because I personally, like, when he went off, who he was going off on when his head was shaking and all this. Who was that he was talking to? His head was shaking. He was so mad.
I think
he
was talking about
Pharaoh.
Talking about Seti. Seti officer, one of them.
I thought that was ridiculous behavior. You know, coming from grown men, especially with what they stand for. You know, I totally think a lot of that behavior is inappropriate, and I think somebody needs to really talk with the guy, and I think he needs to work on himself. When it not just him, but a lot of all of them that goes back and forth on the internet like that, or any, I just think they need a little bit better training. I think they need to train themselves a little differently than what they're doing, because I think all that is whack and horrible.
Right. Well, I take a different approach myself. No, I was just gonna say I take a different approach as far as I just look at it as these are human beings. And I think, you know, because they put themselves in the spotlight, you know, that we may have different expectations of them. But at the end of the day, they're just human beings. And for me, this may sound crazy, but when I deal with humans, my expectations are very low because I know how people are. You know, it doesn't matter if you got, you know, degrees or titles behind your name or in front or whatever. You're still human at the end of the day, and by being human, that comes with certain flaws. You know what I'm saying? So I don't knock people for their flaws, because we all got flaws. You dig what I'm saying? You know, I do think you don't want to be hypocritical, and you don't want to you know, mess up your integrity and things like that. You want to be stand up, but at the end of the day, we still dealing with human beings who, you know, grew up like us, who eat every day, had to go to the bathroom, put on their pants, and do all these things. I just think a lot of times when it comes to black people, we kind of looking for that savior type of person, that one leader to come in and be all that, you know, be the all for black people, which I don't think that's fair to one person, or I don't think that's fair for black people to be looking for that type of individual. Like, these are just human. These are just people who have taken the initiative to put themselves out there and articulate certain views in the black community and articulate our history and you know, things about our struggle and so on and so forth. But that doesn't mean that these people are perfect. You dig what I'm saying? That doesn't mean that these people are infallible. Like, they don't make mistakes. They make mistakes. They have flaws. They do things, you know. It's just that type of thing. So I just think we should be careful as far as putting these people on a certain pedestal, because man is going to always disappoint. like period, point blank. Like, man is going to always disappoint no matter how good someone speaks or talks or does this. He's still human with flaws. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't take it.
Yeah, but those types
of
flaws, though, I don't know.
No, I was just going to say I didn't take a side with this because I feel like, you know, Tariq has come out and said, I'm not a leader, flat out. I don't know Umar's saying as far as him looking at himself as a leader or whatever, but, you know, I know Tariq came out and said he's not a leader. I just looked at it as, you know, some brothers going at it. I just look at it like some in-house fighting or in-house struggle that goes on that is actually necessary because we got to cut through the bull crap and see what's real and what's fake internally. You know what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with outside of the community. It's an internal struggle that has to go on so we can decide, you know, people have to pick a side. Which side are you on? You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as these two guys, because they both have strong followings. You know what I'm saying? So it's just them. It's just organically the community working itself out is the way I see it, you know.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it like this, too. Like, and I feel where you're coming from, but I'm thinking, like, okay, yeah, they know they got big followings, like you say. They out there in the public. And I think we just need to be more responsible, that, you know, especially when you are that status to blast out all your information, you know, and all your beef, whatnot, on social media, especially something like YouTube. You know, these brothers need to have enough common sense to pick up the phone and just call each other. Now, that makes me think, okay, are they really just tripping like that? Or is it that they doing? Or is it that they doing it for the entertainment value? Because we do know, unfortunately, people like drama, especially black people.
Right.
So I'm like, are they doing it just for the drama, or are they just really just caught up in it, just like we are, like, and can't stop themselves? Because I'm thinking anybody with common sense, an intelligent person would say, let's get this on the phone and I blast out our beef all over social media in front of the whole world to see.
Yeah,
I think it's a little bit of both. And they got caught up in the hype. You know, they got platforms and YouTube channels. So it's kind of like when one person made a video and then the other person feel like they got to respond, you know, for their followings about, you know, whatever. Then the other person got to respond back, and it just started to snowball.
Well, there's nothing wrong with responding. It's how they respond. It's how they choose to respond. There's nothing wrong with responding and addressing it, but it's how they choose to. And since they do have platforms, it's definitely nothing wrong with them addressing it and responding to it on their platform. But it's how you do it. And I think the way that they are doing it is just, in my opinion, is inappropriate. And I think that's bad behavior. And I don't think it have nothing to do with the fact that black people are looking for a savior, although that could be true. But I don't think that applies in this situation. I mean, at least not for me, and my opinion, it don't have nothing to do with that. I just think that you an adult, and you need to handle things in an adult fashion. And I don't care if you – that can apply to me who don't have a platform and a following like them. I'm not getting ready to go on social media and get the call and cussing somebody out and all that. That's just like bad behavior. It's like that's too ghetto. That's too ghetto. And you're sitting up here trying to uplift us. And let me be clear, on the sidebar, for me, ghetto don't apply to just black people. If I say something is ghetto, it ain't because it's black. So I just wanted to say that as a sidebar. White people ghetto too. So ghetto to me is just anything that's below the bar. And I just think that their behavior was ghetto. I'm not going to recall nobody on. I ain't even gonna call you privately cussing you out, let alone publicly. Cause for one, for me, it's not worth my energy. ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. I'm an adult, and I know the effects of it, and I ain't even a psychologist. I know the effects of that type of energy. So why would I invite it into my spirit, talking about I'm just human? No. That's not an excuse for me. Certain, yeah, we are human and we make mistakes. We definitely, you know, have errors. I may trip and fall, but I ain't gonna do nothing ignorant to cause to put myself in harm's danger, just being foolish. You know, yeah, we make mistakes. You know, of course, you know, nobody's perfect, but that behavior ain't no mistake. Those are conscious choices that they're making. They ain't accidentally flip on the on button and the record button and all that. They just use bad,
now,
poor judgment.
We got to keep in mind, too, if we do the history, that black people in within black society, there's always been a certain type of struggle. Now, granted, back in the day, we didn't have social media, but if you look at, you know, Marcus Garvey, and you look at people coming after him, W.E. Du Bois and Booker T going at it, you look at Malcolm X going at Thurgood Marshall, and, you know, just different things within black society that people go at each other. Like, we don't know if they would have had social media, if they would have been making videos towards each other. And these are people that we hold, you know, to a high self-esteem, seriously. Like, you got John Henry Clark used to go
at
folks.
I'm just picturing Malcolm X on video.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But, you know, these things have happened within black society. Now, you know, they got into the name calling and all these other type of things just to make it funny, I guess, and try to just snap back on each other. But these type of struggles have gone on throughout history and throughout black society between two different cliques. You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
But, you know, it is. It's just how you handle it, like you say. But I just thought this was just more of a just like lunchroom joning, because they wasn't really talking about nothing. It was just them making videos, talking about each other, clowning, you know, saying little slick stuff, kind of joning and ragging or whatever, you know. So that's the way I kind of looked at it. It wasn't really that big of a deal to me, you know.
Well, you know what? I was something too, speaking of YouTube. How many of y'all know about, have y'all ever heard of this guy, this YouTuber called CJ So Cool?
No, I haven't.
I'm not just going to say the cussing pastor.
Nah. I guess he fits into this discussion of these YouTubers, man. How do they be making this money? Is it the advertisers, the ads? Because with this guy, CJ So Cool, right? Now, he's a YouTuber. And the dude basically started just from the bottom, just making like prank videos, right? Prank videos, blogging about little stuff like shoes. He in the shoes and stuff. Fast forward to now, dude was able to take his earnings from being a YouTuber and buying like a mansion out in Las Vegas. Young guy, young black guy, bought a mansion out in Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Living fat. And that's all they do, him and his girl, with his fiance now, and their kids. They just vlog all day. So it's like, where they be getting that type of money? Is it the advertising that pays?
Yeah, it's the advertising and the views.
Yeah, it's the advertising and the views.
YouTube cuts you a check as far as, you know, how many views you get. And, yeah, they break it down with the analytics, the algorithms and all that. And, yeah, it can be lucrative. Like, it's like when you get a certain number of subscribers and, you know, and number of views, then it starts to get very lucrative. You know what I'm saying?
So
you can make a lot of money by doing YouTube videos.
So is it the advertisers pay YouTube and then YouTube got the money to pay the YouTubers? Is that how it works? Because I'm worried you're getting their funds to cut these people these checks.
Right, the ads, the companies put ads on your page based on the number of views. So the more views, the ad, advertisers feel like they're getting that's looking at their product, then they can pay you more money. And then YouTube, in turn, go pay you based on the views for using their platform. You know, YouTube is owned by Google. It's all go through Google and AdSense and AdWords and different type of platforms that they got set up where you can use your page to advertise different products, and then they pay you. They cut you a check. You know.
I'd like to check him out. Check that dude out. CJ so cool, man. He got a tough little channel.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah.
It's comedy.
So, yeah, it's like the YouTube is the disruptor to network TV. You know, like, it's changing the way people get their content, people look for stuff. You know, it's changing the way people make money, how they advertise. Like, if you notice, like, network TV ain't the same. You know, people getting rid of cable left and right. So, where, you know, it's like people searching for new ways to get content, and that old model is played out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Days old, we used to wait on Thursday nights to watch the Cosby Show in a different world.
Yeah, everything is now.
Days? Everything is now. Them days is over, right? Yep.
Yeah. I'm so worried. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I'm so worried that YouTube one day gonna start making us pay. Cause I love YouTube, and I be keeping my fingers
got to pay.
Don't make us start paying.
They got an option where you can pay and get more content, but...
Lord, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I already talked about that.
Yeah, they got an option where you can pay and just get more features, That's already here, but as far as being mandatory, I don't know. That's a good one.
Yeah, I do know they got, like, YouTube Red. I think they're like some R-rated, X-rated crap or something. Some of it's YouTube Red.
It is a YouTube Red. It is a YouTube Red, but I'm not sure if that's the one. But there's one where you can pay to subscribe. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see what they do as far as will it continue to be free. But if not, they don't got to do that. They could just limit the content and then make you pay for other stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I was just she brought up that cussing pastor. that dude is a trip.
Oh man, Brother Kevin, you still ain't here and seen him?
Nah, I gotta see him. I still ain't seen him.
Yeah, he's something else.
Cussing pastor. I wanted to ask y'all too about the Monique thing, right?
Oh,
so Jessica,
wow.
Like, if y'all don't know, Monique put up a video asking everybody to boycott Netflix. You know what I'm saying? Because she was like, they tried to lowball her. They offered her $500,000, and she was like, she was saying discriminated for racial and gender bias. Because she was like, the chick Amy Schumer, which is a white chick, got $11 million for her special. And her special was trash. She'd be stealing jokes. Like, it's known. Like, it was terrible. And then she talked about how Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle got, you know, double-digit millions, got high seven figures, you know what I'm saying?
She was like,
hold on, like, I got the resume.
Million or something like that.
Yeah, he got something crazy. And she like, you know, I got a resume, like, what are y'all talking about? And she was like, I stand with my people, and I need y'all to stand with me. I think Monique be on to something. I like Monique, man, but
Shoot, she ain't going to boycott me, not getting no raise.
Mufasa,
I ain't getting no rest from either, Monique.
Mufasa, you hear about the situation?
I want to come boycott my job. She gonna
Mufasa,
come boycott my job.
Did you hear about it? This your first time hearing about it?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never heard about it.
Oh, okay.
I haven't heard about it.
I think I think she'd be on something. And I will say this, Monique is my girl. I'm telling you, that Monique is my girl. When she was here in St. Louis the last time I went to see her, and I barely ever paid to go to see anybody. So I support Monique. I like her for one. I'm not gonna support everything about her, because with this Netflix thing, I think that's ridiculous, and I do think she owns something too, Brother Kevin. But I think I may be talking about something different than what you're talking about, because I think she is on something. I think that's why she can come out so bold and strong, and speak like that, because it's like, huh? You saying something? You know, somebody, you watching a video, somebody say something crazy, and the record scratch because they didn't say something ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That's why I would apply the record scratch sound right there. As soon as she would have said that, skirt, huh? And looked at it like, what do you mean? That doesn't make no sense. I think, you know, the $500,000, I think that was fair for a few different reasons. Mm-hmm. I think that was fair. I don't think she should compare herself at this point to anybody, because she's been on a long hiatus. And when she came back out a few years ago, she didn't have a lot of good reviews even on stand-up. So you're not seeing her mainstream anymore, right? That's why she's doing videos now, these little YouTube videos and stuff and vlogging, because you're not seeing her on TV and all those things. So she right now, she's not that relevant. And I think she's doing things to try to stay relevant. So she's saying these ridiculous things to kind of stay relevant. And I knew she'll say something that's going to make people talking about her. I think she's using this as a tactic to try to make herself relevant. But I think with her in her current state and situation, I think $500,000 was fair for her. Whether this other lady, Amy, whether her stuff was trash or not, that ain't got nothing to do with the fact that if she have the following. Now, once you got the following, but, I mean, you can put out something that may be whack, but the people go and see it, though, the people watch it and all those things, and it could have been easily whack and trash, and she could have stole it. Everything about it could have been stolen. But did her followers, how many followers do she have, and did they at least go and look at it? Monique cannot compare herself to Chris Rock or Dave Chappelle. I'm sorry. So she's not going to make their money.
She I hope she was joking.
Dave Chappelle, she wasn't. She was serious. Dave Chappelle
came
here.
No, she was serious.
And sold out. He had 6 sold out shows in less than 24 hours. Monique ain't gonna really do that.
Facts.
Monique not gonna be able to do that. That's just the harsh reality of it. Like I said, that's my girl. If I can go see her 6 times in a row, I would. Cause she's funny to me. I like Monique, for one, personally, but this ain't got nothing to do with my personal view about her either. It's just the reality of the business. I know a little bit about it, and I know if a promoter, they gonna look at it like that. I'm not going to give you $1 million or $2 million. That's too much of a risk for my money. That's just not how it's done. And she know that. I think her and her husband calculate these things in their head to try to keep her relevant, because the more all these years going past and going by, it's hurting her. It's hurting her without doing nothing and being out. She got to do something to stay. In a minute, you're going to see her walking naked. I'm telling you, it's getting that drastic for her.
You said she got where?
I said, in a minute, you might see her walking around naked.
Oh,
just to get some views. It's getting that drastic.
Right, I don't know.
It gets serious out here for these celebrities and stuff. It's important that they stay relevant, because that's how they keep their value up.
Right.
Yeah, it starts
right.
spiraling out of control, like my girl Erykah Badu.
Yeah, when she went naked and she doing all kinds of stuff, and I don't even see why Erykah is doing that, because I don't think she has to. She's so talented. I think she can go in the studio and just make a hit just for nothing and just be back out there. But she gonna be doing a lot of weird stuff, but I think that just may be her personality more so than that. I don't think it's necessary for her. I think that's her personality. You still see Erica on TV. She still have some. She's still a little bit relevant. You know.
I don't know what she's been doing. Now. Like she's just a Erica's just an artist. Like she's just a.
Yeah, but she's still like she just hosted the BET Awards. I'm saying she still has some relevancy with her. And she is not.
No,
nah,
but
right,
when Mufasa
said
spiral out of control, what has she been doing to spiral out of control?
Erica on my name.
Yeah, Erica Badu. Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Man, going back a few years ago, she just started doing wild stuff. Like we all know Erica was like.
Yeah, but I think that's just her personality.
Yeah. She was like the conscious, our conscious wonder. You know what I'm saying? We all know what she was on when she came out. And she held that down for a minute, you know, being at the forefront of showing black people or black women in a positive light, you know what I'm saying, helping people to open their third eye. But then after I say she started doing the naked thing, which I'm not gonna complain. I wasn't mad.
Yeah, wasn't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, wasn't them, But she did start doing some more weird stuff. Like the video she had where she was in that bath. So first she had all of her,
yeah.
She had permed her hair straight.
Yeah.
And she was in that bathtub naked. Some people say it was her sister that was naked. I don't know. But naked and got people acting like they ejaculating on and stuff. I'm like, what is this all about?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think that's her personality. I think there's a method to her madness. I guarantee you, if you was to talk to her and she was to break those different things down to you, I bet she'd have a method to that. I just think that's her personality. She's different like that, and I think a lot of stuff goes over people's head just because I think the way she think is just off the record, I just think that's just her personality.
Do you look at it in a bad way or a good way? Or do you just don't know what's going on or have no opinion on the subject of her with, her three baby daddies? Now, she got three baby daddies all in the industry. Andre 3000, The Dot, the rapper from DOC. And then she had one by, I think it's Jay Electronica. And I ain't going to lie, none of them talk about her in a bad way. But it's like, damn, Erica, what's going on? These brothers can't lock you down, or do you not want to be settled down? What's the dealio with that situation? Y'all don't even put much into that?
I mean, there was a time when I thought about it. I was like, that's a little,
she gets a freak.
Yeah, probably. It's probably so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think she probably is, and yeah, she's just out there like that. I think maybe she just, I think she just open for stuff.
Yeah. What's a freak though? Like we gotta redefine all these terms, y'all. I'm telling you.
I think she just open for things.
Yeah.
Right. What's being open for things? She just got three baby daddies. Like we gotta.
We gotta redefine
these terms. Like, and,
well, yeah, not, right,
you know, she
could have
been monogamous with them when she was with each one of those men.
Right,
like, what's wrong with that? If you're monogamous,
right. I don't think nothing's wrong with it. I personally don't, because I do think that, Brother Kevin was just saying, he was, when she was with them, Right. That's just how it is. I mean, just because you have a baby.
Right, it didn't work out.
It didn't work out. Yeah, it didn't work out. So that's why I didn't really have a big opinion about it. You know, I tripped more so when I knew she had the babies at the time. My main thing was just like the guys who she had babies with.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that's great. No.
He actually probably never got it.
I like Andre, and I thought she had a baby by somebody else. You mentioned two other people, but I could have sworn it was one other person. It was somebody else outside of Andre that I was like, hey, she got a baby by him. I knew she dated Common, but they didn't have a baby. But it was somebody else.
You talking about DLC?
No.
DLC.
I didn't even know if I knew. Because I don't even think I knew she had a baby by DLC.
Yeah.
That must be her oldest baby. I thought her oldest baby was by Andre.
I think the oldest one is with DLC.
I don't know.
And then Andre.
I didn't even know that.
And she got one by this producer, Jay Electronica. You know what I'm saying?
So, now, the one she got by Andre is a son. She has two daughters that's younger than her son.
We'll
come back to that, but I want to switch topics a little bit and talk about your boy Donald Trump. Like he made some comments a few weeks ago about basically they was in a meeting about immigration and it came out where he said something like these shithole countries, like why they coming over here from shithole countries, talking about Africa and Haiti. You dig what I'm saying? Talking about Africa and Haiti. Like, and you know, so everybody was tripping like he's a racist. I think the UN called him a racist. Like it's just, he really just putting it out there now, like, he's just basically saying, it is what it is. We don't want these people coming over here. If you're from Norway, it's cool. But, you know, we ain't trying to let no black, no more black or brown people up in there, or black people, for real. But did y'all hear that comment?
I'm going to give you the flow on this for a second, because I got some things to say about this. You go ahead.
I didn't hear him say it. I heard about the uproar, you know, around it after he said it. I saw a lot of the headlines and a lot of people that took social media, but I never knew exactly what had happened. I just knew what the headlines. It was something that Donald Trump had said. There was a lot of memes going around with like turds and stuff. Saying stuff and his mouth.
Wow,
kind of, it was a lot of them, in fact. So I didn't really know. I was just like, oh, you know, Trump didn't say something again. You know, but I didn't know the specifics around it. So, I mean, I'm not surprised, though. He doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, he's going to continue to do these things. It's like, I don't know what really to say, because if it wasn't that, I mean, it would have been something else that he'd done, you know. I just don't know. I don't really have too much to say about it because I'm not that surprised. I don't think it's a good thing. I mean, now is it the sentiment that people feel like he said that only because they were coming from a black area? You know, that he feel like that the places that they're coming from are not in good shape? But I mean, that's still, I don't know. I don't really have much to say. I'm not surprised. I don't think it was a good comment. I think that's poor behavior for him. No, I think that's worse off than the Tyreek them thing. I think my view is the same way with Trump on that, you know, and a lot of other things that he do. I think he have poor behavior. He's especially to be a president and a grown man. He just act like a kid to me. I don't understand this whole thing with him as the president. That I just don't understand it at all. I think he is so underqualified. I think they could have just put in a 6-year-old classroom, a 6th-grade classroom, and let them just be the president. Just let for 2-3 years, and they probably would have did a better job.
Do you think that was racist, Mufasa? You think that was racist, or was it a racist comment?
No, I don't think it was racist. Trump is just in there, you know, for our entertainment purposes only. Shock and awe. So he say this type of stuff just to cause, you know, an uproar. That's his job. He wasn't put in place to really, you know, do nothing. He just there for the entertainment value. I mean, who else was you going to put in there behind Obama, you know, that was going to make, make a big impact as far as, you know, people-wise go? They had to put this clown in there, you know, just so he would say something for people to talk about. But him saying that, I mean, just go back a little bit to our show that we did about the slave trade, where, in a way, I'm not going to lie, I do agree. You know, people leaving their countries to come here. You know, what's going on in your country that's causing you, but hear me all the way out, what's going on in your country that's causing you to flee from where you at? I mean, we talk all the time about how we feel as black people here in America. I mean, on one hand, we saying how we getting mistreated and we ain't getting done right. So any other people of color, why would you want to come here? You did what I'm saying? I come here, and we need to be focused. I would say focus on rebuilding your own country. Don't come here. Why come here with a fool president that everybody say is racist and don't like black people? So why would you even want to come here? I mean, that's where I'm coming from with it. I'm all about fixing your own. You know, we here by default. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I was born in the country and I knew what all black people went through here, I wouldn't be fighting to come here. I'd be trying to work on my own country. And that's what I was saying then. At that time, like, people need to, the way we need to do it, but people need to repair their own homelands, because it's a shame that you have to flee from your homeland in order in search of something better. You know, I just don't agree with it. You know, if you in a place where it's full of famine and all that, that's one thing. You know, either come up with some type of, you know, science and geometry and whatever, the agriculture to repair that, or you stay away from that area. You know what I'm saying? But to flee here, shit. I mean, Trump, we ain't hurting my feelings. A lot of us want to get up out of here. I don't even want to be here. So that's the approach I come with. But I don't think it was racist. I just think, you know, Trump all about America anyway. You know what I'm saying? And now he in this position, so he's the face of America. So he gonna say stuff like that and try to show his big nuts of America is the greatest country in the world and calling everybody else country a shithole place. And at the same time,
record,
I mean, the place probably is run down. But it needs
to
be.
For the record, Mufasa don't think Trump is racist, period, though. Overall, he don't think he's a racist man. So, therefore, his actions is not going to be racist. Am I right, Mufasa?
No, I wouldn't say all that.
Okay, so go clear it up then. Okay, so is it true or not true that you don't think Trump is a racist man?
For me, the jury is still out on that because, you know, are you a racist or are you just a straight bigot? You know what I'm saying? So
what's the difference?
There's no difference.
I can't 100% say if the man is a racist or not. I haven't heard him say anything, not say anything, but straight up do something straight in a straight racist act, but that's just me. I mean, I'm sure Brother Kev could point out several things he's done that's racist. You know, so I just can't really call the man racist or not. For me, he's just a joke I just look at him as a joke.
No, that's
he's funny to me.
Bro. He's not a joke. He's not a joke, bro. Like, but yeah, I mean, he's done several things to say that he's racist. Like, I mean, it's pretty much confirmed. Like, he discriminated against people in his buildings. They used to write the C on the applications for colored. Like, do all type of slick stuff. Like, if that's, like, that's a racist act, you're denying people homes. Like, it don't really get no more racist than that. You deny people homes based on their color. Like, that's the ultimate power. You're dictating what someone can live based on them being black. You dig what I'm saying? Like, can you see how that's racist? So that's number one. He wrote the nasty ad about the five guys, the New York Five in New York. Said these kids raped this woman, falsely accused. He took out ads. We should hang, you know what I mean? Just call them all type of names in the media, using coded language, but basically saying these little boys are animals and deserve to die. You dig what I'm saying? Like, it's just it's a real long list of things that Trump has done. But you also gotta understand, Mufas, you gotta understand world politics. The reason why these countries are shithole countries is because the white supremacists have destabilized the whole planet. Like, this is global politics. Why do you think Jamaica is the way it is? You know what I'm saying? Why is Haiti the way it is? Why is Africa the way it is? You don't, like, this is what they've done.
But do that
because it's a group of black people.
So what? So he's part of. Yeah,
but
like
that,
he's part of the, here, these are shit in the whole country. And they come over here, they look at America as, like, picture the whole world as a plantation, right? The America is the house. They trying to get to the house. These other third world countries, Africa, the Caribbean, you know, they trying to get to America because that's the field. You dig what I'm saying? They in the field. And they compromise and trying to do what they got to do, but there's a stronghold on them. Like, if you look at Jamaica, the black people run it, but white supremacy still is in control because they have all the wealth. And the black people are working menial jobs, resorts, and, you know, different little things trying to get some resources that have been hoarded from their country based on just tourism. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this is all over the planet. Like, so, yeah, of course you're going to try to get to the house. You're going to try to get to more opportunities and, you know, and come from the outside. And they usually do good.
Huh? So you agree that that's what they should be doing? You agree with that theory, that method of run here to make your life better?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I understand people go do what they got to do. Some people, you know, may leave and never look back. Some people, you know, but they're usually loyal and they have a sense of national pride. You know what I'm saying? See, it's the black American that has identity crisis. That's why they can come from, you know, Africa and the Caribbean and do well in America because they got a sense of nationhood. You know what I mean? That's like one of the building blocks to them being successful when they come over here. You know what I mean? And the white supremacists. Yeah.
So you saying that they can come here and be successful, right?
Yeah. Just like we can be, black Americans can be here and are successful. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, it's the collective code. Everybody's not, you know, on that code that we talked about. Like, yeah, they can come here and be successful, but they're not trying to necessarily overthrow the power structure. You know what I'm saying? They just may be falling in line with the materialism, with the, you know, with the whole consumerism, fall in line with the American dream that they sell. You know what I mean? And part of that is denying black folks. Part of that is blaming black folks, you know, as a group for their condition. when it's up to us to teach us the traps, which we're starting to learn, you know, the traps now. But we can't keep falling for the same demo. You know what I mean? Like they've been doing, like you say, they've been doing this for a long time, but it takes us learning our history and knowing how to counter these things is how, you know, we gonna rise up. But trust me, we've been working on it for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so y'all think it's okay? So y'all think it's okay for them to come here to make a better life then, right? And flee and leave their homeland and flee here to make a better life. Y'all don't see nothing wrong with that. It's all right.
Yeah, they should be free to do whatever they want to do. Yeah, they should be, a person should be free to do whatever they want to do. See, this is the other problem. We've broken everything down, you know, to nation. We divided up the globe. Well, they divided up the globe and broken it down to nations and this and that. Now, true enough, there are different tribes and so on and so forth, but you should be free to go anywhere you want to. You know what I mean? You should be free to do and live wherever you like. Why it has to be nation against nation? You know, you should be free to move wherever you want to do, but the problem is, since they've destabilized these countries using banks, the military and religion to destabilize the world. And so, yeah, a lot of countries are deprived of resources, and they may have the resources in their country, you know, to pay for things.
Well, we might as well quit just talking about white racist system, especially if you got people that's gonna continue to thrive in it. Because you're saying it's okay for them to come here to make a better life. So if they do that, then this white supremacist system ain't really holding them down. It's an opportunity for you to come up here. So we might as well just take the power. We'll quit talking about white racist supremacist system and all that. We might as well just quit even talking about that, discussing that, even giving that power, because you got people from other places that's running to get here to try to get a better way of life. Now we here, exactly. We've been over here saying, a lot of us saying we need to get up out of here. We want to go somewhere else, but you got people that's somewhere else that's wanting to get here. So.
I'm right. I'm saying you should be able to do whatever you want to do. And, yeah, who's saying
leave
America?
Yeah, that's why you got to look at the whole pitch.
I'm saying it's opportunity here. Yes, you can. There's opportunity for the individual to get success. We've seen it hundreds of times. You can do that. We're talking about collectively as a group. Like, we got to always keep that in mind. We're talking about collectively as Black Americans, as a group. You know, and trust me, to the white supremacists, we all a group. This is why it's important for us to lift our other brothers up, you know, that want to be lifted, instead of blaming them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got to understand what traps are set. They got to understand what they've been learning about history and the world is not true. Like, you know what I mean?
Well,
like, it's one of those type of things.
I'm all about land first. In order to have power, you have to have a land mass. So which way is it going to be? Are we going to, as a group, come here? Or as a group, we're going to go somewhere else? Because if we're going to keep on doing it this way, where some of us here saying, no, we need to get over there, and then the ones here coming over. I mean, at some point, what land do we defend? What land do we claim as ours so that we can become empowered? We just traveling.
Right. But
you see,
yeah. But
we
see,
just
we're ways out from that.
We just roaming around.
Right. No, I'm saying we're ways off from that as far as land. You know, strategic like that. We're ways off from that. And that's kind of an old model. Like, if you look, the land is going to be where you stand. That's going to be your land. Like, we move into a future where the border is about to be broken down. Like, this may be a few years off for people to understand, but like, a lot of things about to change in the next 50 to 100 years. But So that's why it's all about a code. That way each individual can still do what they do, long as they adhering to the code and they know how to maneuver. You know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, I think we're far ways off of land, like military. We talking about just a lot of things that got to go on. Now, it could happen, you know, in the midst of chaos or something, but
we're a little ways off going on that. Here. Now, let me share with you guys, because I'm listening. Now, this is what I'm hearing, and this is what I feel like God's showing what I've been saying forever anyway. Okay, because, and y'all correct me if any time when I'm wrong. Now, Mufasa is speaking about a scenario or a time that will come where all blacks, or at least the majority of the blacks, have a space on this earth, an area, or this land that they can say, this is ours, this is the black folks' place. And so on and so forth with the other race. Am I right so far or wrong? Did I understand that, Mufasa?
Yeah, I mean, I roll with that for right now.
For right now.
I'm not saying that it's going to be a point where that's going to happen, but I'm saying it should be a point. That should be our goal.
Right.
That should be
the And that's all I said, that you're talking about a time. I'm not saying that you're saying it should happen, would happen, but that's what I'm hearing anyway, that it sounds like you're saying, because you said then where they going to have the land at to call their own.
Yeah, it should happen. Yeah, that should be our goal.
Right, so in that case, that would be the place that you're speaking of that, you know, they can call that their own. Now, Brother Kevin sounds like he's saying that people ideally can roam and go wherever they want to go. This earth is for everybody. Nobody should tell someone, hey, no, you can't go here, you can't go there. This place is for everybody. But in order to have that means the white supremacist system that Mufasa was talking about, then we shouldn't talk about it if we're over here in America, then that means that will have to go. That can't be in your situation, Brother Kevin. And that's the problem that we're having. Because of the white supremacist system, people cannot just freely go and roam, but they should be able to. And if it was like that, and if the system wasn't there, and people can't freely roam, and then therefore we don't have to be worrying about, hey, this mine, because everybody should be at that point treated equal. So that's the problem. That's what we got to get to, a point where people, we can start seeing each other as one. Because if we're going to keep dividing ourselves, that's what we're going to have, division. So if we want to get to a place where we're all mingling, intermingling together happily, that system has to go away. Now, y'all correct me if I'm wrong, and that's all I got to say.
No, right. Yeah, I agree. The system has to go away, like, period. And like I say, I think we, as far as black people, it's like we can't even agree on anything right now. So to think, you know, that we going to go to a land unwilling, you know, I mean, I think we're going to have to be forced, you know, if something was to happen, because collectively, you know, we're not on the page. But we have land, we have areas where we're concentrated. The problem is we don't control the dynamics in those particular spots. You know what I'm saying? We don't control the commerce and the business in those spots. Like, that's the problem. Where we're at a lot of times and heavily concentrated, we don't own the businesses and gas stations and, you know, all like that.
Right. You see that?
The bank, you know what I'm saying? That we're controlling the banks, the schools, and all that type of stuff. So,
and well, that's
how
what
we can't do that. We can't do that with without the government in some form or fashion. You know what I mean?
Now,
I mean, it can be done, and it's being done. I'm saying it can be done, but it needs to be more, and you know what I mean, more black banks in black neighborhoods, black schools in black neighborhoods. You know what I'm saying? Where we're controlling that curriculum. I'm talking about getting deeper than even what we learning from them. I'm saying we need to teach our own curriculum. You know what I'm saying? Type of thing. So, you know, but yeah, we, you know, I think it's being done and people are doing that. You know what I'm saying? It's being done and people are doing it.
So you're the same, Ms. Lovely Shadeen. You agree with what she's saying, that we need to have this, you know, rainbow coalition where we all come and go and we all are humans and hold the hands, and there is no black, white, yellow, red. It's just people. So you on the same, you agree with her, that's the world that you want to see us get to?
I think that's how it should be.
Right.
Because I mean, at the end of the day, we are humans and we know what needs to be done for the human family. I think we've identified the problem.
That's all I'm saying. Is that the word that you want also?
Gonna be individuals. Like, you still gonna have people that look black. Like, I'm not saying that black people disappear. I'm saying you gonna have people that exist. Like, you're gonna be, you know, the same now.
Wait, you didn't think that I was saying that, though, did you?
Connotations, did.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, I'm not saying everybody gonna be mixed together. Or, like, I don't know, but I'm saying that.
Yep. I think that's what Love to Say is saying.
You know, I'm saying you should be able to vibe with your tribe.
Wait a minute, hold on. Are you suggesting that you understand? Okay, you took what I was saying and thought that I was meaning that, like, the dark skin and the black race will be gone.
No.
Like, everybody just be one complexion.
No.
No. Oh, okay.
Whew,
that was scaring me. I'm like,
no.
My God. Okay.
No, what I'm saying is, you saying everybody should kumbaya, get along. It shouldn't be a black land, white land, yellow land, red land. You saying everybody should just get along as one big race, right?
I do think everybody should get along as one big race.
Right.
I also asked
Brother Kev, do he feel the same way?
And then I want to ask you the same thing. Do you think everybody should get along?
Who don't think they should? Like, who thinks we need
war?
Do you
think everybody shouldn't get along or what? I want to hear what you got to say.
So ain't that what I'm saying? So let me get this straight. Now, if that's how both of y'all feel, right, and that's what America supposedly is to be about, then I think you guys should be patriotic, trying to come together and work harder at being Americans and pushing for that agenda, because that's what America is supposed to be all about, a big gumbo.
Right, but she ain't been about that. Right, but she hasn't been about that. Why? Because the white supremacists have stopped that. White supremacists created the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence.
But you're not hearing what I'm saying. I agree with all that. But what I'm saying is, if that's the same dream that you have, that's what America is supposed to be about. So you should be patriotic and work harder to get America to that goal, because that's what America is supposed to be. America
that's
is supposed to be the big gumbo of people. Where everybody gets along. That's not what it is, but that's what it's supposed to be. That's what they say America is supposed to be. The melting pot, the big melting pot. I mean, y'all disagree with
that? That's not what America is supposed to be about. If I can respond, I can tell you.
What is America supposed to be about?
To me, okay, Mufasa. To me, it doesn't matter what it's supposed to be about. Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be about. But I'm not talking about that. To me, that's joining. That's also building boundaries that I'm talking about taking away. So at that point, it doesn't matter that I don't have to say, okay, I'm going to join America to help this agenda. No, I'm just doing the agenda. It ain't about joining nothing. It ain't about, okay, I'm coming over here to America. It's not about that. It's this land. And to even try to still put that in the scenario that I'm talking about, that would be impossible because that's not part of my scenario. To be able to, that's what I'm saying, all that stuff needs to be broken down and just work on trying to get along or finding out a method to do that, because I think a crazy man would have to say no, that they don't want to have, they don't want to get along with people. So I'm sure everybody wants to get along with people. All thing we have, we trying to,
I think y'all getting too defensive. I think y'all mm-hmm. think I'm trying to put like a bad label on y'all, and you getting like defensive. I mean, cause what you saying, I ain't trying to knock you for what you saying. What's wrong with saying that you down with being an American if that's what America is all about? Because what I'm saying is that's what they say America is supposed to be about. The home of the land, the big melting pot. That's why all these different other people flood America from these other countries, because this is the big kumbaya place. So all I'm saying is, if y'all agree with that mindset, what's wrong with just saying, yeah, adopt American beliefs and push to make this country be and push to make this country what it's supposed to be and shine an example for the world of all people.
It's about the world to me. It ain't about the country. You talking about the country.
Bro,
it's about the world.
I just love you. Didn't hear me. I said this is setting the example for the world. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's America against the world. I'm saying this is the example to set for the world. That's what I'm saying. The world to be how you want it to be. Like China. China ain't saying what America's supposed to be. China's all about Chinese folks. America is the one that's all about, like I say, supposed to be all about the melting pot, come together, kumbaya. That's what
it was
That's what they brag about. America being.
It was never that. That's what I'm saying. It was never
that.
And you got to start at the beginning. Listen, from the beginning, the foundation of America was built on lies, period. You can start right there. If
what
your foundation
the
is shaky,
okay,
what do you mean?
What
freedom for all and a percentage of your population is enslaved?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're enslaving people, but you talk about freedom, and then once you start the racial line, you started to enslave them and use them as property and dehumanize and all type of propaganda. You know what I mean? Like, this is the foundation, but it's built on a lie because it's supposed to be freedom for all and all this other type of stuff. So that's number one. You can't build a house on shaky foundation. Number two, I'm talking about not even attaching myself to a government. You dig what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to be an American. Like, I love this land. There's a lot of beautiful places, you know, in America and around the world. Like, this is my home. This is where I was born. So, yeah, I'm going to fight for that, but I'm not fighting for the American dream and idea, because I know the dream is a lie. Because we see how they did the Native Americans. We see how they do black folks to this day. We see how they did the Japanese, put them in camps. You know what I mean? So America has a history of treating non-white people, you know, less than. Like, that's just the facts.
So y'all don't,
you know,
y'all
I'm not going to attach myself to an idea that I know that is completely false. Now,
you can't change it. That's all I'm saying. So you saying you can't change it? Everybody coming together can change that, right?
I'm not understanding.
Well, okay. They can't be changed. The big lie, all this duplicate, the big lie, like Brother Kev is saying, it's too big to change it. It's, you had Obama in office 8 years preaching everybody coming together, making strides and steps to get to a more diverse place.
Is it too late?
That can never happen.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I think only decline right now. I'm saying America, as we know it, is on the decline. Like, you can see it everywhere from TV to the movies. Like, you just see the whole society is in decline. But when you're entrenched in the stench, you can't really smell it. You know what I'm saying? Like, but America really needs to take a look at itself from the outside in. You know what I'm saying? Because we're actually over here in a bubble compared to the rest of the world. And the stuff that they're feeding the population by the way of news and propaganda is really taking a toll on the people in America.
Let me form this question to y'all another way. So, if you was the president of America, both of y'all, president and vice president of America, what changes would you make to this country in order to make it the vision that you like to, that you want the world to be? Y'all both said you want the world to be a place where we all recognize as humans and getting along. So what changes would you make to set the example? If y'all was the president of this country, president and vice president, or are y'all both telling me right now that it's too late? No changes can be made.
No, that's not what I'm saying. And I give you some things, but it wouldn't be like a one solution thing. It wouldn't be something, what I'm talking about wouldn't be something that a quote unquote president can pass or do. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just another job within government. So what I would say is the people who need the most help need to get it. You dig what I'm saying? The people who need the resources need to get the resources, and we need to ensure that nobody's mistreated. So that means, you know, punishing people. I don't know, like, there's no magic solution that's going to do this. Like I'm saying, it's just going to happen organically, you know, and that would be with less and less government. Like, we shouldn't be looking for the president to tell us how to act. You know what I'm saying? Like, we should just be doing that just based on, you know, being human and being righteous. You are trying to be, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to how you treat people. So this really, you know, doesn't have so much to do with the government. The problem is our government puts the BS in our heads and the propaganda and manipulates the people like sheep. And then they sell people guns. We got the most guns. We got the most murders. Like they say, for each American, it's about 2-3 guns. You know what I'm saying? And it's, so that means there's people that don't have a gun, and there's people with 10, 20, 30, you know, 40. Like, so, you know, there's just a lot going on. Like I say, the idea of America was based on a lie. It's been a lie from the beginning. Control government. Look at the government. So, like, just look at our government, you know, coming up. It's been controlled by them. The military's been controlled by them to spread, you know, quote unquote freedom, but we know that's not what they're really fighting for. You know.
Now
so,
you said the same thing, Lola. Say you agree 100% what you just said.
Nobody can agree 100% with me.
Well, give me your opinion. Is it? I'm asking you the same question I asked Brother Case. You remember the question?
Yeah, if I was president, what would I change? Okay.
In order to make this country an example of the type of world that you just envision, that you would like this world to be, what changes could be made here?
Well, I think Brother Kevin did say a lot of things that I did agree with. The only thing that I would just try to make a little more clear for myself is that although the individuals have to change, like you said, the system has to change. And I guess if I can just have a magic wand and recreate the system, I probably would change a lot of the laws because they have some laws and stuff that they had in place that would, you know, I guess kind of keep the black community oppressed. you know, it was certain things that they, I guess you would probably have to start with the laws if you're going to try to change anything from being a president standpoint. But
right.
Ultimately, it is going to have to determine on the individual, because even after they change the law, it's like they changed the law and said, okay, yeah, now you can vote. The individual, that's where their problem going to come in. And you still going to have some, and just unfortunately, some mean people. We have mean people out here. Let's just keep it real. People just mean.
Right.
And they do mean things. And so that part is different. That's outside of the law. So that's why I always recommend it has to start from within first, because it's still going to be the individuals or the ones creating the problem, because the law is what we make up. That as an individual, a few individuals get together and do something, make a law, and they try to implement it and have everybody do it and force people to do it. You know, be an influence to make sure that a certain amount of people is doing the law or not doing the law. So it's still the individual. And what type of individual are we dealing with? If you're going to create nasty things and do nasty things, if you're a nasty person, that's more than likely what you're going to create out here. You're going to be mean to people and do. I mean, if I have if I get an apple seed and plant it, don't I expect apples to come out the tree? I don't expect no oranges or nothing like that. So it's what's within the person that's gonna make everything else come out. And how do we get to that point? How do we
reach
the individual?
You have the magic wand in your hand. You have the magic wand in your hand. Boom, you got it. Here's the magic wand. What do you do to this country to make it the shining example, the light, the example of how you see the world should be, as everybody working together, getting along?
So right now I'm not a president, I'm a God. You changed
me
from president to God.
Now you're a God.
I'm God.
I'm giving you the God power now. Because it seems like with the president, that ain't, you know, what I'm hearing from y'all, the president
ain't good enough.
Like,
ain't
good
enough.
I'm giving you
the power. No, he can't do everything.
Now.
No. The president cannot.
So now you got the God power. What do you do now?
Who are you talking to, me or Brother Kevin?
Go ahead. You got the flow. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, in my world, you know, we would treat everybody as we would treat ourselves. We would treat everybody as we would treat ourselves. I mean, we would be happy. You know, we can understand one another. You know, we help each other. We stay out each other's way. We don't try to create no problems for each other. You know, we have genuine love.
Hey, I see we're gonna have to continue this up the air, because we got 2 minutes. You better sign us out, Brother Kev. We're gonna have to either continue this next week off the air today, because this is getting good.
Indeed. Collective Minds, thanks, y'all. Y'all got any last words? Because, yeah, this was a good topic, so, you know, we may have to continue this one.
Yeah, because I want to see what y'all thought about aliens.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
All right. Well, thanks for all the support. Thanks to the callers. Check us out on Facebook, Collective Minds, all social media, CMR. And we signing off. We'll check y'all next week, next Sunday, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is Brother Kevin, Lovely Shay, and Mufasa. We out.
Peace. Don't obey, don't obey. And I ain't never been no goofy, is you crazy? Is you crazy? I pull up in that coupe, who wanna race? Who wanna race? And all my jury real, don't debate, don't debate. I rock the biggest funk, don't debate, don't debate. And all my legends jump, don't debate, don't debate. And I ain't nothing like your man, don't debate, don't debate. My album from the motherland, don't debate, don't debate. I hit your city with my queen, nigga.